Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and I'm going to be sharing daily from our devotional, Seeking His Face and His Heart, a Messianic devotional for seasons in your life. We are definitely living in a season, a time where we need to get focused and in line with His will, His plans and purposes for our lives, to make sure that we fulfill and use the gifts that He has placed within us. Day 1, I'm reading from Psalm 37, verses 3 to 8, 23 to 26, 28 to 31, and 34 to 40. This is the Amplified Version translation. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on His faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on Him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. And He will make your uprightness and right standing with God to go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord, wait for Him, and patiently lean yourself upon Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourselves, it tends only to evil doing. And in these verses, we see again the key to our walk, and that is trusting. That is the word batah. It means to trust, to be confident, a feeling of safety and security. To delight, the Hebrew is anag. It means taking delight and pleasure in God. Commit, that is the Hebrew galal, means to roll, to remove, to commit, and to trust. And then rest, damam, it's a root word, to take or grow, dumb, silent or still. Have rest, silent, wait in silence. You know, there's a time to speak and there's a time to listen. And this is a time where we need to be listening to the Ruach within our heart. Have Him stir up those gifts that are within us. And then obediently do what He is called to do. But you know, there's a timing in everything God has for us. I know somebody had prophesied over me over 30 years ago that I would be writing books. Now, as a child, I loved to write. I even, you know, had dreams of writing. I would write poetry. I would, you know, again, I just felt that God had called me to write. But that didn't come to fruition until almost, wow, 30 years later. I just started a few years ago, 5 years ago. The Father just started stirring my heart to do devotionals, to write books, Bible study books. Again, it's His timing. It's something that I never thought I would be doing. I'm not a novelist. I write Bible studies. I write devotionals to connect ourselves with His Word. So don't be anxious. If He has given you a prophetic word, He will bring it to pass. But we need to be faithful to Him. We need to be faithful in serving Him. Trust, delight, commit, and be still and rest in Him. Psalm 37, 23, the steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. When he delights in his way and he busies himself with every step. Again, our steps are directed by him when we are delighting and serving him. Verse 24, though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord grasps his hand in support and upholds him. Even if we sometimes stumble in our walk, as long as we get up and keep going forward, he is there to support us and help us and uphold us. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the uncompromisingly righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. All day long they are merciful and deal graciously. They lend and their offspring are blessed. Again, a key here being merciful and dealing graciously with others. Being willing to lend and give to others without expecting back. And as we are doing that, God says our offspring will be blessed. Verses 28 to 31, for the Lord delights in justice and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the offspring of the wicked in time shall be cut off. Then the consistently righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. The mouth of the uncompromisingly righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks with justice. Again, we need to watch the words that are coming out of our mouth and ask the Father to give us wisdom as we speak and as we answer. The law or Torah of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. It's important to hide his word within our heart. Psalm 37:34, wait for and expect the Lord and keep and heed his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. In the end, when the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. We are all longing for that day that Messiah returns and that his justice will be proclaimed upon the earth. Though it may seem long, though it may seem like it's tearing, we wait and expect it. Psalm 37:40, and the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they trust and take refuge in him. You know, another promise is in Psalm 91. Again, as we abide in the shelter of the Most High, as we trust him, even in the times we are living in, he has promised that he will watch over us, that he will save us, and that he will take care of us. Again, this is a time for us to seek his plans and purposes for each of our lives. Each of us have been given gifts and assignment from the Father to do, from the Almighty. And we need to be obedient to that call. We can't walk in somebody else's calling. We have to walk in our own calling. We can't covet somebody else's gifts. We need to walk in our own gifts. Just want to look at some other Psalms as well, some other scriptures regarding number one, trust. Psalm 4, verse 5 says, this is actually a New American Standard Version, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Isaiah 1:16-19. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from my sight, cease to do evil. Learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are like crimson, they will be like wool. Verse 19, if you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord or Yahweh, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. Psalm 104, actually we'll read 33 to 34. This is regarding delighting or rejoicing in him, taking pleasure in him. I will sing to Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing praises to my Elohim while I have my being. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I will be glad in Yahweh. And then Isaiah 58. verses 13 and 14, if because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of Yahweh honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your pleasure and seeking your own word, or speaking your own word, then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, or Yaakov your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. And then Proverbs, regarding committing, Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. And regarding waiting on Him, Psalm 27, verse 14, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. You know, I have found that His timing is everything. And as we are waiting on Him, as we are seeking Him and meditating upon His word, the Ruach will speak to us and stir within us that assignment and give us direction so that we can walk in what He has called us to do. Again, this is a time where we need to seek His will. Everybody has been given a gift, a certain assignment to do. To end with 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 4. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, or Ruach. There are various kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are various kinds of working, but the same God who works all things in all people. But to each person is given the manifestation of the Ruach for the benefit of all. Again, our gifts aren't just for us. They are for the benefit of others. For one is given through the Ruach a word of wisdom, to another a word of knowledge according to the same Ruach, to another faith by the same Ruach, to another gifts of healings by the one Ruach, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongue. But the one and the same Ruach activates all these things, distributing to each person individually as He wills. This is the Tree of Life version. For just as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Messiah. So again, we need to find out what those gifts are within us and then use them for the benefit of the whole body of Messiah, because we need one another. Verse 14, for the body is not one part, but many. If the foot says, since I am not a hand, I'm not part of the body, is it therefore not part of the body? And if the ear says, since I'm not an eye, I'm not part of the body, is it for this reason any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the parts, each of them, in the body just as He desired. If they were all one part, where would the body be? But now there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot tell the hand, I don't need you, or in turn the head to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be less important are indispensable. Those parts of the body we think to be less honorable, we clothe with great honor, and our unrepresentable parts are treated with greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no such need. Rather, God assembled the body, giving more honor to those who are lacking, so that there may be no division in the body, but so that the parts may have the same care for one another. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer together. If one part is honored, all the parts rejoice together. Now you are the body of Messiah and members individually. God has put into His community first emissaries, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then healings, helps, leadership, various kinds of tongues. All are not emissaries, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All do not work miracles, do they? All do not have gifts of healing, do they? All do not speak in tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? Again, this isn't talking about our personal prayer language. This is talking about speaking tongues in the assembly and interpreting what is being said by the Ruach. People get that confused. But earnestly desire the greater gifts, but I will show you a far better way. And what is that better way? To walk in the love of the Father. But these three remain, 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua, we ask you, Father, to reveal to each of us what part of the body we are, what part are we to function in. Father, we want your plans and purposes for our lives, not our own plans and purposes. For as Psalm 127 says, unless Yahweh builds a house, the worker works in vain. Unless Yahweh guards a city, the watchman guards in vain. Father, we want to make every day, every minute count for your kingdom. Help us to be obedient to your will, to use those gifts for your kingdom and your glory, and to seek out your plans and purposes for our lives. In Yeshua's name, amen.